You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2MTL 173 for the 3rd of November. Maybe the smartest thing Russell T. Davies ever said, or didn't say, was when he politely declined to answer a question about the 11th Doctor's characterization in a CBBC interview about the Sarah Jane adventure, Death of the Doctor. He said that answering those kinds of questions freezes your impression of a character in amber. What he didn't say, but doubtless also kept in mind, is that it's not his question to answer. Stephen Moffat is the world's foremost expert on the 11th Doctor, not so much his friend and spinoff producer. But you can get an idea of both writers' takes on each modern Doctor's personality, 9, 10, and 11, in their use of what I've decided to call resonating concrete scenes. Those are the scenes where you've got the Doctor and just one other person in a room, and the Doctor is tinkering with something that he can't take his attention from, and he's trapped in a revealing conversation. Whether it's Christopher Eccleston wordlessly taking Jabe's hand in End of the World, more on that next time, or wavering under Rose's inquiry into his history of dancing, you learn more about the Ninth Doctor's uncomfortable balance between emotional availability and survivor's guilt-driven distance. Contrast that with the Tenth Doctor and Captain Jack having one of those heart-to-hearts that so-called real men only seem to have when they can't think of anything else to say. And yet, here the Doctor is completely honest and open, apologetic even. The 11th Doctor isn't given to that kind of self-disclosure, of course. We've seen in Series 5 the rebirth of cool, not as in bow ties and fezzes, but as in understatement and self-restraint. He may lurch around like a drunken peacock, but he rarely lets his internal plumage show.
Now there's a painful metaphor.
RTD gets this. When the Doctor and Sarah Jane are working on their get-out-of-the-quarry device, his answer about whether regeneration hurts is a simple every time, and then he moves on. He only drops the mask a bit when he's talking to Joe about his pre-regeneration world tour and his pride in his companions. These resonating concrete scenes are beginning to become a bit formulaic, but in Death of the Doctor, the scene showed us that Moffat's characterization of the 11th Doctor came across pretty consistently, even in the hands of a writer far more familiar with a far different Doctor. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for November 3rd. Thanks so much for listening. You can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com, on iTunes, on Facebook, on Twitter. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you in a few days with my throwback review of The End of the World.